Hey, 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 everybody. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Here we go with another podcast. Welcome to the show. Hola, hola, hola. Hoy, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Aquí estamos en el show de Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Les doy las gracias por estar aquí. Hoy vamos a hablar muy fuertemente de una palabra. Competir. We are going to talk today about the word competition. It has been sitting in the back of my mind, and every time I look on Facebook, every time I look on Instagram, it's all about competing against each other. And you know what? We have bastardized the meaning of that word. We truly have bastardized the meaning of the word. The meaning of the word isn't even how we use it today. Hemos hoy en día hecho un gran mal. Hemos bastardizado la palabra competir. La estamos usando para competir contra uno y el otro cuando la palabra raíz de competir ni viene al caso como la estamos usando ahora. Little bit of history here, guys. We started to bastardize this word in the 17th century with the Romans. Hemos empezado, déjenme decirles un poco de historia. Más o menos en la temporada del 17, del 17th century, okay? Del 17th century. Hemos bastardizado esa palabra. Do you know? I want you to know this. And if you don't know this, or if you do know this, the word competo, the word compete comes from the root word competo, which means to be appropriate, to fit, to suitably work. The Greek prefix of the word com means to come together, companionship, in an arrangement, putting together parts, commune, live together while owning things in common. Petere in Latin means to aim, to seek together. Nearly 60% of all the English words are derived from Latin people. That means that we have bastardized the use and the meaning of this word. We are teaching our children to work against each other because we think that there always has to be a loser and a winner. We have to compete. And in today's definition of compete, it means that there is a loser and there is a winner. Wrong. No es cierto. Personas, gente, escúchenme bien. En griego, el prefix de la palabra competir, com, quiere decir juntarse, hacer un arreglo juntos, vivir juntos, llegando en algo en común. Gente, estamos bastardizando esta palabra. La palabra, la raíz petere, como les dije, es trabajar juntos, buscar algo juntos. Y lo que estamos haciendo en las escuelas es enseñando lo opuesto. Enseñándole a los estudiantes y entre nosotros que competir quiere decir que siempre va a haber un ganador y un perdedor. Y no es cierto. We need to learn to work together, people. We need to learn to be in competo with each other, which means we need to learn how to push each other up, work with each other, and be happy for each other. That's the true meaning of the word. Somewhere in the 17th century, we got it lost. We got it wrong, people. Algo pasó desde hace mucho donde estamos usando la palabra competir y enseñándoles a nuestros hijos que cuando competimos va a haber un ganador y va a haber un perdedor, y no es cierto. Gente, escúchenme bien. Si empezamos a enseñarles a los a los alumnos, a los estudiantes, que trabajando junto podemos mejor y más, empezamos a cambiar el paradigma. We begin to change the paradigm of our beliefs, people. We have to learn to work together. That's the only way we're going to succeed. Ya dejen la historia de los alacranes latinos, por favor. Estamos aquí en los Estados Unidos, donde ellos saben, los americanos piensan que no nos tenemos que preocupar porque ellos mismos se van a jalar, se van a tumbar y se van a quedar abajo. Dejen de competir al ras de la palabra usándola en la forma bastardizada. Ya, déjenla. Úsenla como debe de ser. We need to learn to work together, people. We need to learn that competition does not mean competing and working against each other. It means competing and working with each other, for each other, to a common goal. We have to learn to work together. We have to be the bigger people. Latinos, I'm talking to you. Latinas, I'm talking to you. Ladies, ladies, ladies. Oh my goodness. You guys are the drivers of the family. We are living in a feminine world. We need you to pay attention to this. We need you now. Please, we need you now. We need you to teach your children well, baby. Teach your children well. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, I need you to teach your children well. And that means teach them that competition was bastardized in the 17th century and that the true meaning is to come together in an arrangement, putting together parts to commune, living together to commune, to find a common ground, to help each other succeed. We need to stop bastardizing the word, people. This is so passionate for me because I see it. I'm an educator, okay? I am an educator. I have taught kindergarten, first grade. I have taught sixth grade, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th, 11th, 12th. And now I'm in the college and I see it over and over and over. And you know what? We are a society that is dealing with mental destruction. So we need to get together, guys. We need to get raw. We need to get real. And we need to know that competition, the word competo, means to be appropriate, to be suitable, to fit, to work together. Nearly all of the words, at least 60% of the English words are derived from Latin. Let's use it the way it was supposed to be. It doesn't mean work against each other, people. It does not mean that. No quiere decir, mujeres, 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 estoy aquí para suplicarles, para gritarles, para pedirles. Ustedes son la raíz de nuestro hogar. Ustedes tienen el deber. Ustedes tienen el deber de enseñarles a los hombres y a los niños, a nuestros hijos, que competir no es bueno. La única persona con que tienen que competir es contra uno mismo para ver que están en un lugar mejor hoy que estaban ayer. Escúchenme otra vez, lo vuelvo a decir. La única forma que ustedes tienen que competir es competir con sí misma para saber que estamos en un mejor lugar hoy que donde estuvimos ayer. People, oh, this is so passionate for me. I'm almost falling off my chair if you could see me. The only person you should be competing with or against is yourself so that you can be in a better place and a better space today than you were yesterday. That's it, people. Competition, if you want to go against somebody, go against yourself, baby, so you can be in a better place today than you were yesterday. That's it. That's it. No more competing against anybody else except yourself. All right, everybody, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. This is Marty Angel signing off, very passionate about this word, and I hope that you actually listen to this and tag somebody that needs it. Leave a comment below, copy it, download it, share it. I would love the love, guys. I would love the love. At MartyAngel_ELC. Find me on Instagram. I'm there for you. Find me on Facebook, Marty Angel, Empowering Latina Coach. Hola, hola. Entonces, estamos aquí. Ya me despido. No hago este podcast muy largo. Les pido, por favor, que me dejen un comentario y que me sigan en Instagram, ¿ok? Y déjenme un comentario aquí en Facebook. Y vayan a mi blog, martiangel.com. Vayan a mi blog y las espero allí. Bonito, bonito fin. Y gracias por escuchar. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for this time we have spent together.